It's July 22nd, 2026, and the stock market's summer rally is starting to wobble. Now it's putting all its hopes on earnings season to save it. So Dev, big picture, what's the mood out there this morning?
Cautious. Bloomberg put it bluntly today, the stock rally is stumbling, and the market is looking to company earnings reports to give it a boost in the second half of the year.
So investors are basically waiting for companies to prove the optimism was worth it. Any specific names in the news?
Nike is front and center. They beat expectations on the bottom line, but revenue from China came in weak, and that's dragging on the overall picture, a mixed bag.
And Intel is worth watching, too, ahead of its own earnings.
Right. There's a pattern of warning signs showing up before Intel reports, so that one's heating up fast. More on that in a moment.
And the trade backdrop?
Tensions with Canada aren't going away. Tariff risks are still sitting in the background. And that doesn't help confidence.
Let's go deeper on the biggest story we're tracking today. Dev, it's actually about copper and a railway in Africa.
It is, and it matters more than it sounds. Zambia, one of the world's top copper producers, is seeing serious investment flow into the railways that move copper out of the country.
Why does that matter to someone watching their savings or their portfolio?
Copper is basically the metal that makes the modern economy run. It's in electric vehicles, power grids, and anything to do with clean energy. If supply gets squeezed, prices go up.
And fixing the railways helps unlock more supply?
That's the idea. Right now, getting copper out of Zambia is a logistics nightmare. So this investment is a direct bet on unlocking that bottleneck.
So the prevailing view is bullish for copper, meaning people think prices could rise.
That's the view. And it's been building real traction. It ties into a much bigger global push to secure critical minerals, and Zambia is right in the middle of that race.
All right, what's gaining steam and what's cooling off right now?
The Intel pre-earnings story is gaining steam fast. Concern is building ahead of their report, and it's picked up a lot of attention in a short window.
And on the cooling side?
The Nike story is getting less traction than you'd expect. The mixed results seem to have left investors shrugging rather than reacting strongly either way.
Interesting. A big brand name, but not a lot of heat.
Sometimes good enough, but not great, is the most forgettable outcome.
Bear corner. Dev, make the case against the copper optimism.
Infrastructure projects in emerging markets routinely run late and over budget. A railway plan in Zambia is exciting on paper, but the real supply benefit could be years away.
So the excitement might be getting ahead of the reality.
Exactly. And if global growth slows, which is a real risk, given all the tariff uncertainty, demand for copper drops too, no matter how good the supply story looks.
What should people keep an eye on tomorrow?
Intel's earnings are the big one. That pre-earnings anxiety we mentioned gets resolved one way or another, and it could move the broader tech mood.
And on the macro side?
Watch for any news on Canada tariffs. Well, that story hasn't broken yet, but it's been quietly building, and any escalation would be a real market mover.
That's your Narratech Daily for July 22nd. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow. Narratech Daily is generated from market narrative signals for information only. It is not investment advice, and nothing here is a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Do your own research.